Destroy! 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 Company! Destroy! 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 Company! Prosperity! Destroy! Company! Prosperity! Destroys! Company! Destroy! Destroy! Destroy Company! Prosperity! Destroy Company!
Hey, hey, it's another week of Beer Eye with your mates, guys. I'm Murphy McLaughlin. No, but we need guests. The guests today, they've brought some drinks, and we're just having some drinks, and it's a good mood setter for the good mood setter for the chilled out chat we're gonna have. I plan on getting so fucking drunk, I'm just gonna freaking glass some damn cunts. And it's like, you're gonna hear it, and you're like, is this really... See, this is insane already, the little...
Technical errors.
We bear witness to this moment, so if anything happens...
The little thing covering the microphone just fell off.
Oh, it did too.
It did.
It's getting raunchy here.
You too, cover me.
Don't worry, no one...
Start talking and I'll just...
This is like how I thought before this session. I thought about getting a haircut, but it wasn't going to matter anyway.
Yeah, well, no.
You know what I mean? Like, why?
Well, of course, we're on a podcast.
Yeah.
Well, should we introduce ourselves?
Just to fill in time about the drinks thing, I was saying prior to recording that it would be cool to be a graphic designer in the beer industry. Just looking at these cans, it's got the SpongeBob design. I don't know. In another lifetime, I would definitely love to be a graphic designer for this.
Yeah, it'd be great. Bit of experimentation.
Lennon and Chris from the band Defenestrators.
Thank you.
Welcome to Ross Purdy Destroys Comedy. What really this podcast is. But we destroy all sorts of stuff. It's not just comedy. It's music. It's the media. Just totally destroying these freaking drinks right now. Huh? Am I right?
Yeah. I'm curious to know how are other people destroying comedy? What have they done?
A lot of it's just people not getting what's going on, not getting what I'm offering, or they get it. But they get it in the wrong way, or... And sometimes Dave Hughes just walks in and freaking punches my cat.
Oh, fair enough. I mean...
That happened.
Okay.
Dave Hughes hates cats.
Right. Is it a specific kind of cat, or is he...
He just hates all cats.
Okay. Is he like a leading hook punch? What's his style of...
Just right in the snoz.
Oh, okay.
Just a little, just one finger in the snoz. He punches with one finger. That's insane.
That's a lot of strength for a digit. Yeah.
What's your cat's name?
Mr. Fluffers.
Mr. Fluffers. What sort of cat is it?
It's a little, like, Burmese.
Yeah?
Yeah, a little Burmese cat.
How old?
Freaking dead o'clock.
Dead. Oh,
cat's
see.
Dead.
Okay.
Is this Dave Hughes punched it too hard?
Yeah, I wasn't following the story. I see. I see where we're going with this.
I mean, it died much longer after, and I think it was when the cat got hit by the car. It just really exacerbated the injuries from the punch.
Oh, it was Daisy's car as well.
That's what. Yes.
Yeah. That.
Tom Gleason was driving it.
Oh. The comedy royalty, I guess, how do I put it? Just exercising their power, you know, just showing people like us and yourself that cats aren't to be messed with, I suppose.
Yeah, don't F with cats. So Cats was a musical and you guys did music.
Yes.
Talk about it.
Well, we hope that it's not like the recent adaptation of Cats, which
why not? People love it.
Well,
sure, it's ironically, but love is love.
In many ways, we may be just like that recent one because we spent a lot of money on this stuff and not many people think much in return for it. So maybe we can't escape that. So, cats, I sympathize with Dave Hughes, is what I'm trying to say.
If I knew that before I invited you on the show, I wouldn't let you in. I wouldn't even let you in, this fucker.
I apologize on behalf of Mr. Snuffles, all right? That's
Hey! It's Mr. Fluffers. Oh, get my made-up cat's name right.
I'm thinking about the offspring, sorry. The offspring.
Yes, Mr. Snuffles was a bass player for the offspring, I think, wasn't he?
Might have been. No idea. Might have been. It's pretty fly for a white cat. That's all I know.
Bana bana bana. Bana 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 bana.
Yeah.
You can do it. Is your music a lot like that? I'm asking all the hard hitting questions.
How would you describe our music, Chris? That's.
Oh jeez. It's a bit like, I don't know, probably a bit of elements from the 90s, I think, on Lennon's Half. Shoegaze elements. You said, what did you say today? What was it? Slowcore.
Slowcore.
And then R&B. I don't know if you guys, if you ever listened to it, be able to pick that, but Lennon's got a bit of R&B influence vocals on there as well.
The later songs, it's all part of our journey. Yeah. Within the future singles, and it's all part of a plan, I think.
So the plan is to infiltrate the alt rock scene, the shoegaze scene, the slowcore scene, which doesn't even exist. You're fucking inventing a scene right now. You guys are geniuses. You're infiltrating all that, and then you're gonna just go boom. I was R&B the whole time.
Yeah, that's it.
Like someone needs to replace R. Kelly.
Yeah, probably not in the exact role that he did, but yes,
the role of R&B music and pissing on people. Not necessarily 14-year-olds who can't necessarily consent, but...
Oh, look.
You haven't pissed on anyone. You haven't made music business until you have.
I think we'll settle with this beer instead. That seems to be as close as we get to urine. I'm not saying this isn't a bad beer. Look, it's okay.
You're going to piss on the can?
Well,
you're gonna. I asked you what you're gonna piss on. You say, "Well, oh, maybe not a person. I'll settle for a can." You're gonna piss on a can.
I just think, morally speaking, it's probably gonna be more acceptable. So I
added the asterisk that it will be consenting and they'll be over 18 and all that stuff.
I didn't factor in the sentience of the can and its ability to consent.
It's not even a year old, I imagine.
I don't think so. And for that, I'm sorry. I really don't want to be offensive to any, you know, I don't want to be considered cancest by any means possible.
Okay,
so.
You're just making fun of it now. You're being silly. You say you don't want to be, but I feel like you are.
Oh, look, I'm trying to be humorous with a dose of earnestness. That's all. So
earnestness, that ain't gonna get you anywhere on this show, pal. Tried to be honest, didn't work out.
We tried preparing for this and I listened to a few episodes and I thought, well, we're just going to have to go in for the ride. So here we are.
So.
Yes.
Yeah. Can I ask you a question?
Thanks. Oh, wow, you're freaking... flipping the tables around on me right now.
Yeah, we have. I was just gonna say because with Russ, me and Russ go way back actually. Around five years ago, before I had a full time job.
Yeah,
I did open mics for 1 year. And that's how I actually met Russ through open mic comedy. And then I got a full time job, and look at me now, not pursuing. Well, this is the thing, Russ. Right, I always wanted to say if I ever come back to stand up comedy. I will do a bit where I talk about how certain peers of mine, people like Matthew Vasquez, started around the same time, Raw Comedy finalist, continued with the thing and became a Raw Comedy finalist doing shows, Melbourne Comedy International Festival.
He ain't on this podcast though, Lennon. So.
Yeah. Well, whereas I did full-time work and didn't do my passion. So if I ever come back into a stand-up set, I would mention that and then go say, the lesson is, don't pursue your dreams. Otherwise, you just might get somewhere. That was the punchline I had in mind. What do you think? Is that funny? Or am I... Because we're destroying... it's probably not funny now in this context, but, you know, I thought it was a good joke.
I don't know what podcast you think this is, Lennon. But we don't generally talk shop on this show.
We don't? Oh, okay. I see.
What was it? Like, don't pursue your dreams.
Otherwise, you just might get somewhere. That was the joke, because, you know, Matthew's gone... Yeah, he's gone.
But he pursued his dreams, and look at where he...
Yeah, that's why I thought the joke was, because
shouldn't you say, don't not pursue your dreams? Isn't that like a... It's kind of different.
I think the double negative would confuse a lot of people. People.
Yeah, Australian audiences are very easily confused.
I suppose it's probably why we watch a lot of reality TV, myself included, so...
Lennon, you're part of the problem.
I think so.
Chris,
so.
What do you think of reality TV? You watch this shit?
The only reality TV show I watch is Survivor. I think it's worth it.
Well, do you watch the local one?
What?
The recent one? Yeah.
I haven't started the Aussie one yet. I will, though. I watched last season.
Hmm.
So that's the only reality TV show. Anything else I think is pretty trash, but each to their own.
Okay. I can maybe let that slide.
Yeah. There's heaps of shit going on in that show.
Yeah, you know.
Deceiving. Strategy.
Yeah.
Making relationships with people. Blindsiding. There's a lot of shit going on.
If only it had a script, then I would respect it.
That's a good... Well, I did hear, apparently, after they film, they do the editing afterwards in reverse. So you find out who the winner is and you edit from the end, and you can, you know, make the stories that way.
That sort of makes sense, though. I imagine they would do it that way, though.
Yeah.
So, like, what, to telegraph it more that this guy's going to win, or bury the lead a little bit? Like, what?
Well, it's also, to hide it, give it a bit of suspense.
Yeah, bury the lead, yeah.
Like, I guess, sort of show that this person can't do it, but realistically they probably can in the end.
Yeah, you hear a comment about someone, I don't know, forming an alliance, then you can kind of foreshadow, you know, treating them like literary characters, and use power of editing to...
Oh, yeah, of course. You got to make it exciting. Listen, if you ever watch Survivor, you got to hear the music as well. It's all about reality TV shows, and music just makes things more intense. Imagine watching a reality TV show without the music in the background.
Oh, I'll be so quiet.
I mean, yeah. I wouldn't know what to feel.
It'd be like you hear crickets as well. It'd be awkward.
I was here to play the game. See, that's what it'll be like, and it'll be awkward. If I had music under that, it would have been made more of an impact.
We didn't know how to feel. You play the game. Okay.
There you go.
I'm not here to make friends.
I'm your friend.
I'm here to make lovers. Okay. You didn't let me finish.
That's right.
Why don't they ever say that? I'm not here to make friends. But they could be there to make lovers, so why not?
Oh, we can help you out with that. I mean, not us personally involved, but we can arrange. Sorry, Chris is just...
I mean, you are a music band. You got to start thinking about same-sex freeways.
We are. It is a two-piece band, so I think you're onto something there. We did some gigs the other week, and people are asking if we need a bassist. So I think they want in. They want in on this threesome.
Yes, I hear in the music scene... Hey, I can play bass. Can I come play bass in your band? That's like fucking code for I want your dong, baby.
So we haven't, I think for now it's just going to be a two-piece band, but look, we're open to polyamory, I guess, down the track.
All the best bands were two pieces.
What examples do you have in mind?
Nirvana.
Nirvana. Yeah.
I mean, one of them died, so technically they're a two-piece now.
Fair point. Kurt Cobain and they're probably in bed. They're probably together. probably thinking of the man himself. I think it was his birthday as well the other day. So,
Chris, can you confirm this?
Can't confirm.
He can't confirm.
You have to take my word for it because.
Okay, I'll take your word.
Yeah, I haven't. I'm not. Well, we're talking. I could use my phone here, but best to just, you know, not use facts and evidence and just go with what you hear, you know, on the grapevine.
Yeah.
A bit of gossip.
That's a good song. You ever thought of covering that?
No, but I do like singing that in karaoke.
It's, hey, you too. It's a hard song. Too. So, who, you both sing? You don't? Who sings it? I think you should both sing, though. You should both sing right now. Heard it through the grapevine.
Go for it.
I wouldn't have
it. Heard it through the grapevine.
I think so it goes. Yeah.
Walk out longer till you be mine.
Killed it.
I think that's the...
Credence Clearwater Revival. That was, yeah.
Yeah. I think I prefer that that version, but I don't have the voice for that. I mean, I love soul music, but I don't think I do it any justice.
You could try. Do it right now.
Sing some soul.
Oh, well, yeah.
Hey, man, you say you want to journey to R&B. I mean, soul, that's kind of like the...
The next level up.
The cousin.
I guess the uncle, if you will.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the cousin. 70s. Yeah, don't...
You
come on my show, I say cousin. You don't go off and say uncle. I say cousin, you say cousin.
It's quite, I think, given what we've discussed, I think things have gotten quite weird anyway. So it's all, what's a cousin to you could be an uncle to me. I don't know. I'm not too sure how this works. I'm just going along with it. So this is the reality. This is the reality. This is reality, okay? So,
and there's no music underneath, so it is just weird right now.
Oh, look, you can cut the tension. Oh, it's actually quite hot in here. Do you find a lot of people complain how like stuffy it is in this room, or because it's
no, not really. I think it's just you.
I'm sweating.
I feel the heat. Oh, there's an air conditioning unit here that's not. Do we have a remote? Oh, look, here it is. 22 degrees.
Strategically placed.
Can't,
like, okay, so Lennon right now, he's trying to, like, grapple with the remote.
Are we allowed to...
Yeah, sure. Turn it on.
Hey, it works. All right. You guys want the... There's a button called fan, and there's a button called powerful. There's a guy with... I say it's a guy. It's just a stick figure with two arms up. Biceps. Showing the biceps.
Nice.
That's it. Fan, powerful, and then temperature... And the on and off button. Is that 22 degrees? Is that? And you feel the breeze?
Yeah, the breeze is good.
It's coming. Oh, it's coming nice. Right now. It's coming. That was great podcasting.
Yeah, that was awesome. Great
it's content. All for. look, Ross. We're here for you. We're here for the content you want to provide to your listeners out there. So I hope this is. If you're wherever you are in the car, you're cleaning your house. Or, I don't know. Where do people go when they listen? But
I think for this show, they're half asleep.
Oh, I see. Because I guess the last thing you want to hear before you go to bed is a discussion about cousins and uncles and...
Same-sex freeways.
R. Kelly and...
So, Ross.
Yeah.
When did you start this podcast?
Will you believe that this podcast is now 19 episodes deep?
Nice. Congrats.
Yeah.
I looked it up. The first episode I can find is from November last year. I think your first guest was Ben Russell?
Yeah, Benny Russell.
The local guy in the improv scene. Is he still, what are they up to? Because I know they were doing the Hot Dad Productions, you know, with Goxy, you know, those sketch comedy videos. What are they up to now?
Well, what happened was the global warming came along. It made the Hot Dad start melting. Mm. So it became sort of like half-melted dad productions, and it never really took off as much as Hot Dad did.
Yeah, I guess it's when you have that brand change, it's not quite hot, is it? It's melted dads. And it just, you can imagine the top part of the head just like, I don't know, like blurred out. Like someone's got gel in your head and they've kind of stuck it one way. it's like that, right? The top of the head. So
yeah, it doesn't look.
I understand
very good.
Why wouldn't what? Yeah, it hasn't taken off. I suppose that's a shame. I wish it. It was a funny. I didn't remember. It was like the first sketch. Someone of Trash and Treasure, and then they were unwittingly discovering dead bodies because the person, the host, was had a split personality. Like, that was the joke.
Yeah, Ben Russell. That was actually a documentary. Ben Russell was arrested, and he was put in jail for 2 years for all them murders.
Oh, so we were watching reality TV? Oh, okay.
Yes.
I see.
So Ben Russell, he got a sweet deal where he was hosting, like, sort of a lifestyle type show.
Yep.
And it turned out, dude was just crazy in the coconut. What does that mean? The boy needed therapy.
Can I go like that?
So how do you boys write the music? You do shoe gaze. So you gaze at shoes?
Yeah.
Look, and you get inspiration from that?
Oh, look, whether it's with laces, no laces, ankle high shoes, leather, Velcro, you name it. We've covered every type of shoe. Converse. Oh, are we allowed to mention brands in this?
Yeah, sure.
Well, we're not sponsored, but Converse.
Sponsor.
Adidas.
We could be sponsored by Adidas.
Please, thank you.
One day we'll go with Nike, but...
Just do it!
Oh, look.
Go with Nike!
I can't now. I'm wearing Adidas shoes.
I got Doc Martens, so... one day. I'm sorry, Nike.
Okay, I just took my shoe off. And I'm going to let you gaze at it for a little bit.
All right.
Does this inspire you to write any great music?
It's very leather. Yes. And it's a lot of blacks. And it's got this matte finish to it as well. So I think...
Black leather, matte finish.
Yeah, no laces too. So I think it kind of gives off this office vibe. Like, oh, I'm sad at the office. I work a corporate job, 9 to 5, Monday to Friday, kind of. I'd get me out of here. So I think we can make a song out of that. One's general despair at the I guess what we call the part of the norms of life. You know, most people work full time hours. Yeah, so that's the song we would go if we had that. If you take your other shoe off, maybe we'd have a different idea. But
okay, hold on.
We should definitely most look into recording some of these like visually, because I think. It's hard to picture. So, you know, Ross is leaning over. Here we go.
Okay, here's my other shoe.
Holy left. Shit.
So, I guess this one is very similar to the other shoe.
You can almost say it's part of a pair.
Yeah.
Were you expecting just like another pair of shoes?
Just
another shoe and like mismatched pair?
I just thought.
Is that how you wear shoes, Lennon?
Well, I mean, not me.
People call me the Andrew Denton of interviewing. I ask the hard questions. Do you wear mismatched shoes?
Well, only if there's any imperfections in, like, you know, dented. Like, I got a dent in my left shoe. But, yeah, I think we could write... See, that one, the left one, we could probably write a song about how... It's lovely to look at shoes.
That's great. You walk yourself right into that one.
I probably did.
Jeez.
It's going. Where else can we go with this? Are you wearing a belt, Ross?
Look, I'm not. But for the sake of the podcast, I can say I am, and just pretend to take it off, because these listeners won't know the difference. Like, they won't get that I've actually taken my shoes off. I could just be pretending right now, even though I'm not.
Yeah, it's,
That's true, yeah.
We are the makers of our own reality right now. Oh, no, not our reality, but just reality ever.
Yeah.
Like, you can just... I think we're doing pretty well now with the concepts we've laid down and the worldview that we've... R. Kelly and whatnot, so... it's a good start, I think, to the show so far.
So let's get into the nits grits.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Defenestrators.
Yep. That's us.
How to get started. How'd you meet? What made you go, let's make music, sweet music together?
I thought about this. Apparently, because we've been long time, you know, family friends. So both our mums were friends. The story is, Chris, apparently, my mum met your mum on some bus. And they became friends through that. And it was by sheer coincidence that she needed a babysitter. So that's what I've been told. I don't know what you've been told. But that's apparently, that's the story. So we, you know, I'd go to Chris's house and, I don't know, just hang out. And then we both got into music as teenagers. And, we're always playing, jamming on and off. And then maybe, 4 years ago?
Yeah, we were jamming on and off for like a few years.
Mm.
But I think only just maybe 2 years ago, it was probably taken like a little bit more seriously. Like maybe we can start to progress and actually make tunes and stuff.
Turn into a thing.
Just turn into a thing. I mean, it's become like more fun progressively over the years. But you've definitely taken it more seriously, Lennon, because you started buying like a lot more equipment.
Yeah, so you know, leaving the stand-up open mic scene behind and working full time and using my own money to
And then like going into like more of a started like in a DIY sort of thing. Hence like Lennon buying like all the mics. I think like we only just jam in like our like in like my bungalow. And yeah, that's pretty much it. It's been fun from there on.
Yeah, we did some gigs the other week and
hopefully our first two gigs.
Yeah.
So. Where at?
Oh, the Whole Lotta Love Bar. One in Brunswick East, next to the McDonald's on just off Lygon Street.
Yeah, something like that.
That's the one.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
You know, you play a gig, you go get some Maccas.
It's the dream. I literally did. We played Friday night and Saturday night, and literally 1 hour before each gig, I went and got Maccas because I was starving. I was so hungry.
Yeah.
I just needed something to stomach before the show. So, yeah, it wasn't the best lifestyle, but... You got to eat.
That was awesome.
I get it, but I reckon you should switch from McDonald's to like after the gig. I wouldn't want to eat something like a fast food.
Oh, 100%.
Before I'm supposed to perform. Yeah. Makes me sluggish. Have to be at my...
It was brutal though. I didn't eat like that whole day as well. So, and then like when you have like a jam, like after, because it's like really hot in the room as well. As soon as I got out, you started to feel dizzy and I was like, oh, instantly run to the McDonald's and get a feed. Yeah,
I didn't try to eat too much. Just got like a double cheeseburger on the Friday, nuggets on the set. Like no meals, no soft drinks. Just enough.
The best nutrients.
Just enough junk, but not too much junk to provide some sort of sustenance. Yeah. Sorry, we're just opening another can. I'm good, thanks. I'm sitting on this one at the moment.
I'm all good for now, thanks.
It's the Kaiju Crush Tropical Pale Ale.
Delicious.
Oh, look, there's a ship, and it's like a fruit salad on the ship. Like they've got like a giant pineapple and other fruits. I wish I knew more, but is it passion fruit? It looks like a passion fruit, doesn't it?
You hear that, listeners?
And look, why is there a car there? There's a giant pineapple in the mini car.
There's a pineapple. Pineapples can drive cars, Lennon. How dare you?
Oh, look, I don't mean to be pineapple-less, so I'm sorry for all
the pineapples. Oh, you're making it into a joke. You can't just add.
I was, again, it's all, the humor comes from earnestness. You know, it's all from a good place.
Keep telling you, earnestness has no place on this show.
Oh, like, you know.
This is a dumb show for the...
For the
stupid idiots.
for the time that we're here, we'll do what we can. So, if you're listening out there, I'm sorry. I'm sorry to all the pineapples,
apologies,
especially the ones on pizza. Even though I can't personally, you know, that's a personal opinion. But look, if you eat pineapple on pizza, more power to you. So.
They say, do you like pineapple?
I say the more white power to you because you're a bunch of Klansmen. People who eat pineapple on pizza are white supremacists.
I eat pineapple on pizza.
Really?
What does that mean then, Chris? What does that mean?
You're wearing a white shirt as well.
What's that mean?
It means that it tastes nice, and I'll go for it when available.
And
I'm trying to start a new stereotype. You guys need to help out.
Okay, so...
I would not fit.
Well,
you can't do any of the old stereotypes now, so you've got to invent new ones.
Yeah.
Like, only white supremacists eat pineapple on pizza.
Well, I mean, we've come this far from R. Kelly and suggesting...
Yeah, I'm dragging you guys back in. So, you're going on my level.
I'm just trying to picture the connection there, white supremacists with eat pineapple. I guess some things just don't belong, right? Is that what they're about? I guess it's the opposite, isn't it?
It's really about getting power over yellow, you know what I mean?
I see that.
You know what I mean? It's something that's yellow. It gives them that power.
Yeah.
If you catch my drift. So,
yeah.
Catch my...
Yeah, it's...
You should write a song about that.
Oh, look.
It should be your next single.
I think...
White, yellow, power. Confused the two.
Oh, we could do mixed...
That's just being united.
Mixed pizza. Half and half.
You call the song Half and Half.
Mm.
And it's a... I'm going to commit to this premise right now. It's about
Please continue.
Mixed race.
Yes. Yes.
And how it's a lot like... It's a lot like having a half and half pizza.
Yeah. Where do you go with quarters then? That's my question. Like, what are the...
Well, they're not like half and half pizzas then, are they?
Quarters, though.
Mm. Yeah, fair point. I'm just thinking out loud, but...
Just think out loud, baby. You got a microphone. Just say what you want. Say something to inflammatory.
I think we've said enough inflammatory.
No, but it's all been me, and you've all just kind of reacted to that. I think you should say something inflammatory. Get Twitter mad. Twitter will try and cancel you. And then when you don't apologize and you double down, the alt-right will defend you. Then the alt-right will become your fan base. Boom! You're set for touring.
Are you trying to say that we need to give our fans pineapple pizza? Is that what you're trying to say, Ross?
Not in those words, but I guess so.
Because I can see the line of thought there, you know. Alt-right.
By the way, I'll change my name. The alt-right are not big fans of Lennon.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, I know.
If you're going to attract that desirable bag of deplorables.
Yeah, that's,
So that should be your next single.
Pizza for the alt-right, is it?
Half and half.
Half and half
should be the, you got a first single though? You got singles out?
Yeah, we do. The first single, it's called Memory Making, and we dropped our second single, Parallel Lines, in December, and we're hoping to put out our third single, Liar Bird, next month. Hopefully by the end of next month.
So stay tuned, folks. End of March. Next single's coming out. Defenestrators. Give us a taste.
We
do a little sing right now.
We didn't bring any instruments.
Yeah, just a cappella.
Okay. Dun, 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 dun.
That's exactly how it goes. We're not even joking. Christopher's laughing, but that's not... There's an earnestness again in what he's mimicking, what he's imitating there with our song. That is literally how the song goes.
Yeah, a bit of a taste.
So if you just have to use your imagination and just picture the sound, the crashing sound of cymbals and
please
snares.
Use your imagination right now. And we'll take 3 seconds.
Boom, boom, boom.
Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, dun.
Yeah.
You're my lover, baby.
I think we're onto something here, guys. Look,
I don't want to make friends. I want to make lovers.
Yeah, look, I'll bring my laptop. We can record what we just did there.
Well,
we can have
just
a meme song in within 30 seconds. It won't be long.
I mean, we can just rip the audio from this podcast and just release it. And you'll fucking make bank, baby.
I hope so.
Fucking make bank, baby.
I hear these podcasts are notoriously known for making little to no
I make
profit.
So much bank, baby.
Yeah.
Do you listen to any podcasts yourself, like comedy comedians and stuff?
Some people would say that I'm just trying to rip off Hollywood Handbook and Comedy Bang Bang, but I say no. I'm my own man.
Yeah.
I'm an original.
Yeah. I was trying to remember when the last time. Are you still very much in the whole like Tim and Eric Andre kind of? I still owe you to watch one of your shows, because I don't even remember back in 2016. I think I just started working my full time night shift, and I was like going to gigs every night during the festival, and I used to see you like, you know, hand out flyers, and then the day came when it was to watch your show, and I was so wrecked from, you know, going to these shows before where I just couldn't do anything on my day off. So
that was a great story.
You didn't miss anything. It was a terrible show.
But
it's the worst show I ever did.
I still heard good things though from the, was the last one, the Kentucky Godfried Murder? Is that the one?
That was the good show. Well, that's the good show. The first show you missed out on 2016, that's the shit show. It's good you missed out on that.
So the next, you let me know the next time you've got a show, because I have to be there to see it, because I still owe you from that many years ago. I was so physically wrecked from attending other shows that, yeah.
Some people say that show left many people mentally wrecked.
Apparently. It did?
Adelaide Advertiser wrote, at least I hope it's not fake semen.
I think...
Squirrel Comedy wrote, got no pathos in this. Get your mind out the gutter, Purdy.
Right. I didn't.
Harold Sun wrote, what's all this shit about Rupert Murdoch? Get out of here. They literally wrote it like that.
Wow.
And one of those examples is not like the other. It's the Squirrel Comedy one. My shit's full of pathos, baby. I make bank when it comes to pathos, baby.
So there's actual semen. Is it? You mean like the men involved in the sea, right? That's what we're talking. Okay.
No, come. The stuff that...
Well, I will go to your show. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, come.
I'll go to your show.
C-U-M.
I will visit. Attend.
Yeah, ejaculate.
I will...
Stuff that comes out
walk.
The pee-pee.
Yes, I will... I'm thinking of other words that aren't in English.
It's really well thought out stuff. Really brought the world together.
Yeah.
But we're here to talk about you, not my failures.
Wait, yeah. I saw that thing though. Someone asked if you're bringing back the Kentucky show. What, are you? You're not doing one this. You're not doing a show this year, are you?
No, I'm not doing a show.
Are you doing one for the Fringe?
Melbourne Fringe, maybe.
Yeah. All right. Well, let me know, because I've definitely allocated time. I can go watch it, because I'll definitely got to see one of your shows.
And Chris, you got to come along too, and you got to sit on the stage.
Sure, I will. I'll sit right on the stage.
Sit on the stage.
Right at the front.
I'll just do little toots on you.
That's all right.
A bit of twerking involved, I guess. It was all. We were just fulfilling your desire, Ross, because you wanted lovers. So
hey, I don't know about you, but I don't fart on people as a way of love. Don't know what sick shit you do, Lennon.
What?
But when I get a person to sit on the stage and I poot toot on them, it's because it's the sake of comedy. Because it smells and it's funny sounding and it's embarrassing for them. Not because it's a declaration of love.
Well,
sick fuck.
I understand. Because I fart, in its essence, it is like the most rawest form of like humor, isn't it? Because it's just a sound, a little sputter. Of silliness.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Like, there's no punchline. There's just like, and you just know, what it is intrinsically. You know, like, that's funny, isn't it?
Thanks. It's the free tears. It's the free. It's free tears. Free tears. Yeah. Sound, smell.
Yep.
Taste.
Taste.
It appeals to the lowbrow taste of the common man.
I can't argue with that. I mean, within our everyone, like, you can't deny an impressive flatulent sound, smell, taste, was it? You said
Sound, smell, taste. The three tiers. This is why you never made it in comedy.
It's probably
why. I hope you're better at music than you are at comedy, pal.
I hope so, because I did it for like, what, 1 year, and I don't think I found my voice in that. Like,
hey, Louis C.K. didn't find his voice until 20 years in.
Yeah.
And he masturbated in front of all of those women. He thought, this is my voice.
Oh, that's right.
Being
that's
a deviant.
Right. I forgot. Yeah. He's still doing shows, isn't he? He's like,
He didn't for a bit. He got cancer for a bit, and then I think he's like got back into it after.
Yeah, I've heard of people attending, yeah. Which, well, it raises the question. What would you say is your voice, Ross Purdy? How would you describe your...
Well, my voice is, I tell the truth.
Hmm?
I open up minds. I open up hearts. I open up ears. I open up the third eye. Okay, you think you'd have two eyes? I open up the third eye.
So all the orifices, you've just exposed everything, all the extremities. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, and since it's everyone else being exposed, they're the ones who get arrested.
Ah, I see. That's a very poetic way of looking at very abstract and out there humor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have a matter, it's just some weird shit that means nothing.
Oh,
but you maybe know, that's the best reflection of society at all. Because I'm a too edgy for a 15-year-old.
Ah, it reminds me of that Sam Simmons thing we talked about, how comedy... We all need a bit of silliness in comedy. And I'm sure you're familiar with Sam Simmons' stuff. Like, I think you would be in that same kind of spectrum, if you will. Like,
Sam Simmons saw me in the audience once, and he's like, hey! And I'm like, I don't know what to talk. And he's like, well, I'm not talking to you again.
When was
kind this? Of happened, like that. Bit embellished.
Is this one of his... When did this happen?
It's the first time I saw him. This was years ago. This was years back.
This before he won the awards?
Yeah, this was back before he was getting the awards. I think it was on the cusp of getting there, but not quite there.
Okay. It's interesting to see someone that's can out Purdy Ross Purdy. That's a very rare circumstance, I think.
Yeah, but that's Sam.
Yeah.
Sam I am. I wish.
Who is Sam?
Who is Sam I Am? That sounds familiar. Oh, sorry. Hit the microphone.
Well, it's a character Sean Penn plays in a film. See, he's an intellectually disabled man who wants custody of his daughter.
Hmm.
And they try and get it.
Ah. That's quite compelling. I'll have to add it to my list of things to watch.
All right.
You steal that from... That's from Triple J, isn't it? That's the... that is the, like, a version thing they play.
Yeah, it is. Can we come up with something for you?
See, this is the point of bringing you two here.
Yes.
I was trying to bait you into singing some songs. But now, you know, when you make it big and famous and you get asked to be on that old Triple J in the sky, you got to think of, like a version to do. Well, so we do a little chit-chat, and you think of a song you're going to cover, and you cover that song.
It's funny you say this, because we were just rehearsing yesterday, and should we ever, I don't know if it'll ever happen, if we ever do that kind of, that show like a version, if we ever do that, I think we'd cover Carly Rae Jepsen's Emotion. It's
Okay, so what's that? Give me a little taste.
Are we allowed to play audio? Is this like... Will she claim like copyright if I just play from like Spotify or?
No one listens to this show.
I've seen the few downloads. You'd be averaging more than 10 downloads per episode.
Yeah, baby.
I've seen the downloads as well. That's awesome.
You've got a fan base. Hello, Ross Purdy's fan base.
Whose was this? Glass, James Squire.
Never forsake flavor.
Never forsake flavor.
Why is there two spades?
Has that just been there, or has it been used?
Like a centerpiece.
I think it's just been there.
Are you sure it's not a centerpiece of the podcast room? Like
maybe now it is. You know, there's Auntie Donna boys. I think they sometimes record in here.
Like the symbolism of the two shovels represents us digging a hole by entering this podcast
Yeah, and getting further and further down a hole.
Two of them, because one is me. Be tormented by me, babe.
Wonder how I do. Is this it?
That's the song. Yeah. So we're trying to do like a... We would do like a shoegaze version of that. Yeah. It's actually a good album. I'll defend that song and that album because it's definitely worth listening to as a album from the 2010s. I'm not even joking. She might be known as the Call Me Maybe girl, but that's a solid album, the Emotion album.
Love it.
How does this make you feel?
Pensive.
Okay.
Something's bittersweet.
No, you can't feel that way when you're at the J's. You're too cool for it. So we're practicing right now. You like a version appearance.
Okay.
Okay. Hi, I'm Sally and Erica. I'm joined by the Defenestrators. Lenny and Chris from the Defenestrators. Hi, welcome to the studio.
Thanks for having us. Thank you.
So here you guys are bringing a... Sorry. I'm sorry.
Oh, but that's
okay. I wasn't meaning to do that. I needed to do it again. Hold on. Hi, guys. It's Sally and Erica here. It's now time for Triple J's Like a Version. And I'm here and I'm joined by... No, I'm not joined by the Who. Great, I broke character. Hold on. Hi, guys. It's Sally and Erica here. Triple J Studios. Joined here by Lennon and Chris. Guys, it's so great to have you here in the studio. Welcome.
Oh, thanks for having us.
Yeah.
So, you guys got a like a version you want to do for us? Slam it away. Give us a vibe.
100%. Lennon's got one prepared right now.
I'm going to just find that audio file from yesterday's session.
Audio file. Otherwise, it was live.
Hold on.
Is that it? It's very raw. Yeah, that's a little sampler. Of our cover of Carly Rae Jepsen's Emotion.
Okay, but you need to actually do it. You can't just play it off your phone.
Oh, the philosopher David Chalmers once said.
I don't care what David Chalmers once said.
No. He once said that the phone is an extension of the brain. So by virtue of using that, I'm done. I've done it.
Yeah.
Okay. Look it up, David Chalmers.
Okay, well...
The extended mind, that's the theory. Look it up.
That's too smart for the Triple J audience. We need to start again.
All right.
Okay, hold on. I'm going to start again. This time, See, this is actually probably going to be more like 2-3 years down the line. So, okay. Sally and Erica probably aren't going to be hosting Triple J Mornings. This is probably going to be the point where... Tom Ballard and Matt O'Kine need like
extra
a radio gig again to get that like income coming in.
Steady income.
So they're gonna agree to be on again. Okay. Hey guys, it's Tom Ballard and Matt O'Kine. How you doing, Matt? Oh, I'm much better than Chris Rock. We're joined here by the Defenestrators for today's Like a Version.
Remember that joke? Because remember Chris saw Matt O'Kine's...
Fuck no.
He saw... Yeah, so basically, I think Chris was like given like 20, 30 seconds of like Matt O'Kine's material. I was like, oh, about vacuum cleaners. And Chris is like, yeah, it's okay. Oh, sorry. Hi, Ross. How's it going?
Hold on. We'll try it one more time.
All right. Sorry.
Okay. Maybe they threw it off a little bit.
Yeah.
I'm going to go back to Sally and Erica. I felt like we were comfortable there.
We're going
to
rewind a couple of years? Yeah.
We're comfortable with a white guy just taking the role of two women. Okay.
If you identify as so.
Hi, guys. It's Sally and Erica here. Triple J Mornings. I'm joined here by the Defenestrators, Lennon and Chris.
Thanks.
How's it going?
Yeah, hey, thanks.
What's going on?
We're good.
That's great.
We have no personality. We're just one entity.
Nice.
Oh,
nice,
Sally nice. And Eric. So you in the one body?
We're Sally and Erica at the same time.
Why did you call yourselves like Sarika or Aerisy?
That's not very like commercial.
But
okay. It has to be Sally and Erica.
Ah, why could? I see. All right. Please continue.
Val's neither Sally or Erica. Val's our producer. Sally and Erica don't, but they're professionals.
Oh, so they've outsourced their...
They're outsourced the burps.
Outsourced the burping.
But you haven't outsourced your like a version today. Tell us a little about what you're going to play.
We are going to just tell you about our cover version of Carly Rae Jepsen's Emotion. Yeah.
Okay. Lennon and Chris from Defenestrators with Emotion by Carly Rae Jepsen.
So you just got to imagine.
It's a bop.
2, 3, 4.
And then you hear the deceased major 7 chord, 8th fret, bottom string.
Oh my God.
And then I think it's the 5th string, 10th fret. Okay? And then below that is the B. That's the major 7th interval to get that major 7 sound. On the 9th fret, middle finger, 4th string.
Lennon.
Yes, sorry. That's right.
I don't think you're getting it.
Oh.
What if for this exercise,
I
be like the band and you two be Sally and Erica.
Yeah, we can
and
do
I'll,
that.
And I'll show you how it's meant. I want it done. Yeah. Okay, here
Chris,
we go.
Do you want to be Sally or Erica? What's your choice?
I'll be Sally.
All right, I'll be Erica. You speak first.
There's no point. They're both the same.
Oh, yeah, one entity. Sorry. I'm not following. Yeah.
Hi, this is Sally.
And Erica.
Welcome to Triple J.
And today we have...
Defenestrators.
Yeah.
They'll be performing a cover live for us today.
Please tell us more about it.
Sorry, guys. Well, today I'm going to be performing a little song that really got me into music. And every time I listen to
awesome.
It...
awesome. What song will you be performing today?
I Can't Get No Satisfaction by Rolling Stones.
Let's hear it. Let's go.
Here we go. Defenestrators. I Can't Get No Satisfaction. Please take it away.
Bump, bump, ba da 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 da. Yeah, oh, da 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 da. Satisfaction, da 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 da. Get no, da 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 da. Satisfaction, da 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 da. Jumpin' Jack Flash. Gas, 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 gas.
Gas.
O-N-G.
Yeah.
O-N-G.
G.
O-N-G.
G, G.
White horses couldn't pull me from you. Get no. Da 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 da. Get no. Da 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 da. Imagine all the people. And that's it.
I love it. Thank you so much for having us. Coming on board to Triple J. We are Erica.
Sally.
And thank you so much, Defenestrators.
And we're going to be playing at the Esplanade.
I haven't heard of that one.
Yeah, it's like the SP, but it's not in St. Kilda. It's Kilda.
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 Why? Why did you kill... Why?
Why
did you kill her?
Okay, this is a much more interesting narrative.
We're
going to start right
now. Yeah, you've left some unanswered questions there, Ross. So you killed her.
But did you get it? Did you get what I want?
I thought you can't get it. You've been singing you can't get...
Are you satisfied?
Is this enough content? Have we done enough for this... We provide enough value to all the Ross Petty Troy's comedy listeners out there.
Nah, I have two fans and they're very, very nitpicky.
What are they looking for in a Ross Petty Destroys comedy episode? What's the rubric here? What's this?
Okay, here's what they're looking for. They're looking for action.
Mm-hmm.
Comedy.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Romance.
Mm-hmm.
Sexy.
Yeah.
sci-fi.
Love it.
Yeah.
Bi-fi.
Bi-fi. Please, I forgive our ignorance.
It's fiction involving bisexuals.
Okay.
Oh, okay. I have to we'll have to head to my local Blockbuster to watch that one.
So when you think about it, it's a lot like sci-fi. Ah, I get it, because people don't treat bisexuality seriously.
Yeah, what is that?
Sound machine? Yes, and again, I couldn't seriously read the news off the back of that.
30 years of Triple J.
Do we still have a reel-to-reel player somewhere?
1921. Paul McKercher, sorry to interrupt you in the studio. How are you going?
I'm very well.
What's this?
What are you working on?
That's happening right now.
I'm with young Melbourne rock group The Gear.
The Gear? What?
EP at the moment.
Well, before you started working with bands like The Gear and You Are Mine, Eskimo.
What was that?
I think that was Sally waiting for Erica.
What is this fucking bullshit? You can't be playing Triple J shit on this show.
Why not? Why not?
This is Ross's. This is Ross's show, not Triple J's show.
It totally is the Trips J.
I don't know how do you feel the dead air.
Eli Mosley, one of the organisers of the protest in Charlottesville, love to hear your reaction to that. 1-300-055-536 on the text line. If it's just a statue, if it represents particular culture and history, why can't they have it? Daniel, you say you'll never see Trump denounce his own base. He's not a total fool. Herschel from Brisbane, you're Jewish. What's your response to that interview?
Oh, mate, I must tell you, it's one of the most disgusting things I've ever seen, this whole the alt-right coming out of the United States. I think they have a sort
so
of
you gotta,
grievance where they think...
You gotta hear Triple J, you gotta become Triple J to, you know, be able to do like a version of Triple J.
Oh, this is method
podcasting. But I think that what these white people need to understand is that that is what is going to happen with multiculturalism. Eventually, they are going to dwindle very, very, very small numbers. You know, people say to me, well, you're Jewish, you've got Israel, you've got your own homeland. But you see, whites have never had the same kind of persecution as us Jews. You can't forget...
See how this guy is just totally trolling Tom Tilly right now?
Yeah.
Tom Tilly doesn't really get it. He doesn't get memes and 4chan. You got to be better than Tom Tilly.
If that is all true, that from a white person's point of view, that might be quite confronting?
Okay, just think of that. From a white person's point of view,
yeah,
that could be quite confronting.
Wait, I forget the context. What was this? They're asking this Jewish person about something Trump said?
Yeah, Trump said Triple J is a bad station, mm-hmm. and anyone who does like a version on it isn't very good. But you want to do like a version because you're a band and you want to get to that next level. But you got to defend it.
Okay, so look, I think... Are you trying to say Donald Trump eats pineapple... on pizza or...
Yes! He'll never say he does, but he also will never say he doesn't, if you catch my meaning.
So like a Schrodinger's kind of Trump.
Yes.
You're not sure whether it... Okay, all right. Oh, I didn't know we could... Sorry, I was looking at Chris there. Are you holding up okay with this? Yep. All right, thumbs up.
I think Chris is dead.
Yeah.
Big finish!
Yeah. I can't get no...
No.
All right, now we're headed to the post show.
Okay.
Okay.
What did you learn from today's episode?
I learned that, I guess one of the tenets of improvisation is to say yes and. So I hope we've provided a lot more an interesting journey for your episode, Ross. I hope we've done it justice.
I think what I learned today is that the Finistrators are a way cool band. You got some cool kicks, got some good flies. You're going to go to that next level. And just remember, when you do like a version on Triple J, just remember what I taught you.
Oh, look, we can give you, if we ever.
No, it's much appreciated. I actually really appreciate that whole setting.
If we ever do it,
I mean, it was a huge learning curve for us as well.
Yeah.
I mean, there were a few tries and errors there. It took a bit of time for us to learn, like, what Triple J, like a version, was all about. Yeah,
but you showed us through Sally and Erica. And look, we'll give you a shout out if we ever get on to, yeah, you'll be the first person. Shout out to Ross Purdy for all the media training that Ross provided us. So thank you so much for having us.
And also remember, when you go on Triple J, just remember what Tom Tilly said about how confronting it could be from a white person's point of view.
Yeah.
Triple J, the station of white people.
Yes.
Cheers for that.
You got anything to plug?
Well, we're releasing our new single, Liar Bird, hopefully by the end of next month. So, excuse me. Yeah, stay tuned. We'll have some news soon on that, and hopefully we'll have some more gigs to do as well. So,
yeah. Well, if anyone's actually listening at this moment, everyone's listening. We'll actually have a single release hopefully by the end of next month, as Lennon did say, and hopefully doing another follow up show within April sometime, if not April, the month after. But yeah, be sure.
It's April.
Yeah, sick us.
Yeah, thanks for having us, Ross. It's been a lot of fun.
Thanks for being on the show. And one last,
hurrah!
Hold on.
Oh, bless you.
Chekhov's burp.
Thank you.
There we go. You got anything in here, Lennon?
I know. I leave it to you guys to. I will vicariously burp through you two. So I'm done.
That's too professional, Lennon. You ruined the ending of this show.
Fuck you.
Well, I know comedy works in threes, so this is an anticlimax. Ross Purdy, Das Deutsch Governor!